Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, we are too. This is Veronica Entwistle welcoming you to Radiance by Design. What does that mean, Radiance by Design? It means this show is all about you and what you decided to design in your world. What you radiate out there evokes in other people a lot of response. So we're learning to move energies, shift energies, talk to each other about what's going on in our life and see what kind of energies we're attracting and change it here on Radiance by Design. Today, I sent out an email, a flyer, and I talked to a lot of people about how we're doing a contest. And in this contest, you get to win time with me, Veronica Entwistle, and my guides and angels for half an hour. And all I asked you to do in the contest is say, what does it mean to you to have an open heart? Now, the contest is running until next week, and then we'll make a decision on who's going to be the winner of a half-hour session with me. But I'll tell you this, it's just the answers to that question coming in from you are so wonderful that I know that we're learning a whole lot about how much many of you know about holding an open heart and what advantage that can bring to you in your world. So email me with what you think having an open heart is all about, or opening your heart is all about. My guides and angels will often say to people at the beginning of a session, open your heart, open your heart. And in this crazy world, it's pretty hard to keep our hearts wide open, isn't it? So what do you think about having an open heart? Email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle. Entwistle is E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E. com, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, and tell me what it means to you to have an open heart. So now let's clear the space. One of the things that I've learned in my life from my guides and angels, and I'm sure all of you have too, is that we're striving as a species to learn to be authentic. And what does that mean to be authentic? That means that we pull our own energy fields out of the collective, out of the mass consciousness, and start to be in truth with ourselves. And in the collective, there's all kinds of old thoughts and feelings running. They're running like mad. And what happens is we breathe them in, we run them through our brains, we think them, feel them, act them out, and so on. And so instead of being authentic, we're running programs that we're breathing in from the mass consciousness. So a lot of us on the path, we call the path pretty much anything that you're designing to get in truth with yourself. Okay, on the path, we learn that we have to extricate ourselves from what is kind of like an ocean or a sea of energies that come from all over the place so that we can really act out who we actually are, who's in our soul journey, and so on. And so the first thing I like to do is clear the space. And so we're going to do a little energy clearing around us here on BBS Radio. And we're going to clear the space so that we can hear ourselves and hear one another. Are you all ready to join me in this meditation? All right, let's call in. First of all, I always believe in calling in the presence of our guides and angels and higher selves. Let's call in the presence. And sometimes when we do that, we get such a wonderful feeling of higher frequency energies. So we call in the presence and ask that this radio show be an authenticating process for all of us listeners and myself, and that we learn to develop a different kind of a wave of community altogether. And so we've called in the presence, and now let's set up a clearing with a violet flame. Imagine in all the corners of your house, in the corners of your room, setting up a violet flame. And have that violet flame burn and grow and burn and grow and burn and grow until your room is just radiant with the violet flame. Good. And now have those violet flames that are in the corners of your room, have them grow, pulse, expand, and then move in a dance, in a circular dance to the right, round and round and round the room, until they meet in the center of the room like a great bonfire. And they're going to meet in the center of the room like a great bonfire. And you could feel the violet flame burning and growing and burning and growing and surging up through the room. Now take a few minutes and jump around in it. Go ahead and just cavort in the violet flame and feel it moving the vibration back. I don't know what that kind of interruption was all about, but we got stopped and now we're started again. Did you keep clearing the space? Maybe that was the universe helping us clear space. Anyway, if you'd like to call in with a question today, we're going to clear the space, and I ask you, when you call in with a question, always to wrap yourself in light. And if you're listening to a caller, again, wrap yourself in light. Once again, it clears the space. It actually makes room for you to authenticate, changing the energy in your body, mind, changing your process, and bringing forward some new concepts. So let's see. One of the things that I also like to do, and I'd like you to call in. Here's the number, 877-876-5227. That's from the U.S. And from Canada, 888-810-8322. And then from anywhere else, I don't know where else, but 530-876-3222. So call in with your question, a question about yourself, your process, what's going on in your life. When you trip over some kind of dramatic experience, guess what? There's something in your body, mind, something in your own authentic self, something in your soul journey, and something in the influences that might be perhaps blocking you or limiting you that we can bring up and shift the energy on and help you create the reality that you want. So call in with your question and we're going to talk to you about what's going on and shift some of your energy. Another thing that the guides are teaching lately that I absolutely love are our emotional structures. Is that a caller?
Yes, hello, Veronica.
Hi.
This
How are
Brian
you?
From Indiana.
Hi, Brian from Indiana. How are you doing this week?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. Do you have a question today?
Yes. I was wondering if you could take a look at my son.
Okay. And how old is your son, Brian?
He's 22 months, almost 2 years old.
What's his first name?
Logan, with the L.
Okay. Does he have headaches?
I'm sorry. Brian.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, does he get headaches?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, darn, not again.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Does he get headaches?
Sometimes, yeah. He's a little warm off and on.
He's a very, very emotional, very powerful guy, but he seems to have, does he have some kind of mild virus or something? He gets this headache all the time.
Yeah, right now he's been going through a little case of diarrhea, and we're not sure what it is, what's going on with him.
Is he normally healthy? Because he looks like he has like a very subtle something running through his system, like a bit of an allergen or a tiny bit of a viral influence.
That's what we're thinking.
When he started it off and on around 9 months, did he?
Okay, yes, yes.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay, let's do some energy on him and see if we can't shift some of that. But I think that also, do you work with homeopathics, Brian?
No, I don't.
I would go to a homeopathic doctor, and
okay.
I would get two things done. One is some body work.
Okay.
Because you know when we do our body work, your body structure changed, then
yes.
It helps detoxify the flow. And then there's some homeopathics. The guides are saying that you have a really nice homeopath near you, and he would help your son a great deal without getting very toxic. Because
okay.
This little boy is a very creative, loving, emotional fellow, and he needs the clearing so he doesn't get all distressed at this age.
Okay.
He's been
We're
feeling
trying to
a
get him
little...
On...
Pardon me?
We're trying to mostly get him on fruits and vegetables, so I hope that's helping him.
I think it is, but it's really hard to... he needs some help getting this, whatever this viral thing is, out.
Okay.
Yeah. Every way you can clean out his system will work, you know, but when he's 22 months old, that's pretty hard to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was just him going through, I mean, this is our first child, and I didn't know if going through the changes from, you know, being a baby into, you know, a young toddler, I didn't know if that was just normal or there's something inside of him that's, you know, if it's too much milk that we're giving him?
Yeah, I wouldn't give him milk, actually.
Okay.
Can you give him, like, rice milk or something of that ilk?
Yeah, well, I don't know if skim milk would help.
You can try it, but I think he's got himself a little bit of an allergy here. One of the things about allergies that I find interesting is that it's not one simple thing. Is allergens build up, and they in turn have allergies. So it's almost like you have to take it out of the system, and then you can try it again, put it back in. And because little ones have such strong enzymes, then it doesn't take that long to clean out his body, you know? But I feel sorry for him because he gets these funny little headaches and he feels pretty rough at times.
Yeah. The other question real quick was, do you know what star system he came from? Came in on?
I think Andromeda. I think he's a very loving, loving character, is he?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know what kind of gifts he's bringing into this world.
Let's just take a look.
Clairsentencing, clairaudience.
I think that he's actually very empathic and also has a real gift for expression, like talking.
Yes, he is. He's picking up words very quickly.
his vibration is one which is extremely loving. So when he talks, people will feel very touched, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's sweet.
And his gift is sometimes hard for him because he's empathetic as well. So, again, he's got to be taught a lot about clearing when he's really young. You'll find him getting emotional and dragged down sometimes, and it isn't him. It's what's going on around him.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And he's a very, very loving boy.
Does he have a lot of guides and angels around him?
Yeah, he does. He has. That made me laugh because when we looked at the guides and angels, he's got a being on the other side that he plays with. Do you ever notice he gets into the
I got to tell you, Veronica, I think so too, because the funny thing, he looks up at the ceiling when I'm changing him, and he'll say, angels.
And he's laughing, isn't he?
Yeah, and then you said he has a guy that he plays with?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that. He talks to him in the other room. I hear him sometimes.
But it's like a real little buddy, like a little boy.
Oh, hey.
And they know each other really well. It's somebody that he grew up with, as a soul. They have some commitment together. He has very powerful, you'll notice this when he's young, he has a powerful spiritual connection, which doesn't mean he has to be a minister at 4 years old, you know. It just means that he is aware that the unseen world is pretty important to him.
Yes.
He's very loving, this little boy, isn't he?
Well, he has lots of love around him, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're married, are you?
Yes.
We haven't talked about your wife before. Is she a bit shy? She's a bit shy, is she?
What's that?
She's shy.
Yeah.
She's very...
I could talk about her in another time. Better call in.
Yeah, she's a good soul.
Yes, thank you.
All right, darling, so get your...
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Okay, and little prayers to Logan as well.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's an interesting conversation. Our little ones come in, they have so much history already, don't they? So to help them create the reality they want is also about clearing and expanding their horizons and teaching them how to be truly who they are. And let's see, I want us to do a structure. Let's take a look at a structure. These structures are designed by the guides because in these structures, you can enhance your manifestation. That means that anything that you want to create can be made more powerful because you set up the energy system that can really enhance their power and their flow. Most of us know that pyramids, for example, are constructed in order to get the energy to move in a certain way, in order to keep we used to think it was to create mummies or to keep the body from decomposing. But we've since learned that it's to encharge the being who's lying in a pyramid to go into a multi-dimensional consciousness. I won't go into all of that. But in any case, what the guides are talking about a lot is creating structures for your own manifestation tool. So this is a meditation called a structure meditation, And they've changed the shapes somewhat over the last little while because all the shapes have a different meaning and purpose. So I want you to think about what you want to manifest in your life and how you want to create it. And let's enhance it, give it some juice, give it some energy by creating this structure. Would you mind being on hold for a little bit while we do the structure?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So what we do is call in, we're going to call in a golden ball above your head, perhaps 2 miles. And see, this golden ball is very radiant. And now place another golden ball, a similar golden ball, below your spine, perhaps 10 feet. And then you draw a radiant filament of light from the upper ball down into the lower ball, running it right through your body. And sometimes you can actually feel the light from that filament of light running through your body. Okay, you got that? And now around your waist, perhaps 8 or 10 feet from your body, radius from your body, create a circle of golden balls. I'm going to do the old shape structure this time. The circle of golden balls. Now from the upper ball into the circle, drop many, many radiant pink filaments of light. So you're in a kind of a canopy. And you know what? I can really feel it around my body right now, even though we're only partway through. And then from the circle of golden balls to the lower ball, draw many, many radiant filaments of light that are pink. And now there you are inside of this canopy pointing up and pointing down. And now you create an etheric crystal ball. And the outside of the ball touches the inside of our structure. So now you stand in that crystal ball, and you know it's a very feminine energy. You can feel it's like a womb. And inside of that, the double tetrahedron, that is a pyramid, three-sided pyramid pointing up, and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and you're inside of it. Now there you are in a structure, in a structure, in a structure, and now spin yourself in this double tetrahedron. Spin yourself. Its shape is the building block of our reality, of creation. So that's sacred geometry in a half a thumbnail shell. So now spin yourself in this double tetrahedron. And now whilst you're spinning, look in front of you, and there's this amazingly magical screen. And on this magical screen, see what it is you want to create. See the little movies of what you want to create on that screen. There it is there. It might be your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, your wealth, your productivity, your relationships. Just take a few minutes and see these movies. Feel yourself in these little movies of what it is you want to be and do and create. And we have situations like with Logan. We place him in there and see and feel him being healed. When you're doing this yourself, take a few minutes, maybe even 10 minutes or so, and really do your, it's your vision board, but it's etheric, isn't it? And after you've set up your little movies and really participated in them, drop back into your double tetrahedron. Is it still spinning? Is yours spinning? Mine is a little bit, a little wobbly though. And then go back into center. You know, I recommend that we do this a couple of times a day, and you'll notice that it shifts your energy frequencies, your fields, your radiance in the moment. So if you're having a hard time, you're out in the world and somebody's giving you a hard time or whatever, just instantaneously create your structure, or just get into your double tetrahedron and spin it, and see everything being much more compatible or friendly or comfortable or expanding. Practice, it's wonderfully helpful. I've experienced some great magic with it. So caller, thank you for waiting. I'm happy to talk to you. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I wonder, though, if you could have a look at my partner.
Okay. Can you give me your first name?
Jocelyn.
Okay. Hi, Jocelyn.
My name is Allison. Her name is Jocelyn.
Oh, okay. I think I know who you are.
Well,
wonderful.
But I wasn't calling about that, actually. I was just calling about this other thing.
Is it your business partner or your personal partner?
Both.
Okay. Is she not feeling well? She's kind of depressed right now, is she?
Yeah. Suffers terrible migraines.
Okay, I'm just taking a run through her energy field. I was going to say we're peeking through her body, but that sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? Does she get body work done at all?
Sorry?
Does she ever get body work done?
I didn't understand what that said.
Does she get, like, chiropractic, massage, any of those things?
She doesn't get chiropractic because she had broken her neck when she was a child.
Oh.
And so she's very nervous about any kind of manipulation.
Well, I'll tell you what.
A number of health scares.
Oh, she has.
Yeah. She almost died in 94, which they ended up putting down to a virus of unknown origin.
Okay.
And they had given her last rites and the whole bit. And the doctor, when she finally recovered, said he had never seen anyone so far gone survive.
She probably had a near-death experience, didn't she? Because she's highly charged.
Well, actually,
spiritual.
She said that she did arrest on the OR table, but she said because she didn't see the light or see her father, she thought she was going to hell.
Bless her heart. Isn't
that
funny?
I know, she was so upset.
Tell her, for me, that's a great reminder of how our belief structure is literally a preventive for the great expansion that's ours if we want it.
Yeah.
But anyway, she has a real she has a real problem in her spinal area. I would say it's below the neck, just below the shoulder in the center.
Yep.
And I believe that that's what constricts the energy flow, something fierce. And her headaches are terrible, aren't they? She also has TMJ, but I believe that all of it is does she ever complain of her jaw being tight?
No, but it's almost as though the migraines start because of muscle spasms in the neck.
Okay, and then she clenches against it. So what I started to say is that it's like a symphony of things that react, then further reaction, then further reaction, and then further reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she also has some really strong allergies, and there's something in the sacrum that's holding a pattern as well. So I feel like I want to, just a sec. I don't know if you can feel the energy, but the guides are running energy in her body right now. And we're going to move our attention into the base of her spine, and the guides are starting to send a really potent force of energy through there. If she could keep, what they're saying is if she could keep the energy flow really strong in the lower part of her sacrum at the base of her spine, she could probably blast energy up through the spine and break out of the pattern. As it is now, she has a little bit of a debilitating pattern running in the way her spine holds itself. You see what I mean?
Right.
What is she doing for the muscle spasms?
Usually it's at the point where she ends up having to take some kind of relaxant.
Yeah, it's awful,
I mean,
isn't it?
I lean my entire body with my elbow pointed into the muscle, and it feels like going into wood. That's how tight it gets.
Well, the thing also is that she's very afraid of it, too. You know that?
Yes.
So that... Go ahead, Allison.
Well, I was just going to say, she had a stroke because of the migraine almost 5.5 years ago now. So when they come, she's afraid that if it's bad enough, which they usually are, she's afraid it's going to cause another stroke.
Well, bless her heart. The guides are doing... Is she there at all?
No, she's unfortunately at work, and I don't think we'll be back before you're off the air. That's why I thought I'd call.
That's okay. I'm just kind of amused because they're doing energy on her. I don't know if she can feel it.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what she says when she gets home.
Yeah, because they're showing that there's, yes, if she, sometimes we don't notice it if we're not really paying attention, right?
Yeah.
But they're showing that there's a knot in her fields at the, just below the neck, and also it has a huge impact on her jaw, and all of it kind of ricochets back and forth, creating more problems. Can she do any exercise at all?
Yes, she's recovered from the stroke, and she's actually went to school to become a personal trainer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and so she's working out herself as well as helping other people now.
And she takes a lot of vitamin C and that sort of thing, eh?
Yeah,
vitamin E.
A lot of vitamins. But when she's tired, she still gets weak on that left side.
Bless her heart. I think that she can come through this, but, you know, it's a slow training pattern. The way I'm looking at it now, the guides are showing that it's a pattern, and it's very slow to break through it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that...
What would help her do that, then?
Sometimes she should have a massage, or she needs physiotherapy before she gets... You know what I mean? It's like when you're doing it when it's already spasming.
Yeah.
She just needs a consistent stroking through her body, only it needs to start from the sacrum. You understand that?
Yep.
Everything is referring from the sacrum at this point. Plus, there's this notch in her spine. I'm like, oh, she needs to have like a very steady body work, because I'll tell you what's nice about her is her consciousness is shifting. So how she's holding her fear and so on, when it changes, it's going to make it easier to shift the physical. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to stop hunkering down about what could happen, because it's the fear that we want to smooth, to get a great, big, beautiful plastic iron and run it over her body over and over until she can scream her fear out.
Yes.
And I don't blame her for having fear, because she had some pretty traumatic events, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
But the guides are saying that she can move beyond this, but it's going to take one of those miracles that we keep hearing about, you know?
Yeah. Well, I said when this happened 5.5 years ago that when she came out of it, she'd be stronger physically, emotionally, and spiritually than she's ever been in her life before, and she's just about there.
And how old is she now?
What's that?
How old is she?
50.
Good. So she has a lot of energy left and juice left, right?
Yep.
This is her transformational process. I believe it can come through. She has to take hold of her emotions. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Well, thank you.
Do you want to say anything about your product? These
well,
people are really interesting people. They do a clothing line that I've been learning about. We can't advertise here, but we can tell a little bit about what your intentions are.
The intent is that people live in hope and not in fear. And
uh-huh.
The intent is that we surround the body with loving, positive, compassionate words, literally surround the body on the inside of clothing, so that you're feeling that frequency all day long.
So if we were to take that, we'd say, why don't you make Jocelyn your experiment and put some words, some clothing with words right on her back?
Because we're literally only just getting it in hand. It's being made that soon.
Excellent. Well, I think she'd be just a great test case, because you're going to do these clothes that have an influence on people's consciousness, and she needs some support, because when we have trauma, it's really hard to release it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if that helps you at all, but I feel like she needs a lot of subtle energy, and she's a wonderful spirit, and she's going to get through this just fine.
Thank you. I'll let her know.
It's nice to talk to a fellow Canadian. And are you in Ontario?
Yes, we're actually just east of Toronto, about an hour east in Ontario.
Well, it was wonderful that you called in. Thanks, Allison. All right, this is... Are you there? Hello? Hello? I don't know if we're still on the air or not, so... That was funny. It seemed like everything went dead again. So here I am back on the air thinking I was off, but I wasn't. So sometimes one of the things that you can do is, well, let's, I know I said in my little email that we were going to do a major energy shifting for the sake of our personal or community involvement. Let's pick something. When we look at somebody like Logan, who is just a little wee guy, or Jocelyn, who is a wonderful woman who's in transformation, we see blobs of emotional energy or psychological energy that are there from reaction. They might have come with their soul journey, because like with Jocelyn's soul journey, there has to be a transformation in this lifetime. That's what she's all about. She could have died in the middle. I'm glad you called. Just wait 1 minute and I'll finish my thought here and then we'll take your call. She could have died during that time and having the stroke and so on, but she didn't. She chose to transform. But the pieces of her psychology and emotion came together, converged together to really give her that kind of stress and tension that would create a health crisis out of which she grew. So we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, just me again. I'm just saying goodbye because
we got cut off.
Yeah, we did. We got cut off in the midst of the conversation. So I just wanted to say goodbye. It's Allison.
Thanks, Allison. I really appreciated your call. Wonderful.
All right. You
All
take
right.
care, Veronica.
Say hi to Jocelyn.
I will. Bye for now.
Bye. So what I was saying is that with Jocelyn's situation, she had to come to an impasse or a situation in which her body-mind would not just continue the way it was. So she had what we call a health crisis, right? And Logan hit something at around 9 months old that created an immunity difficulty and a kind of an increasing number of allergies is how it looks to me. But it's right in his soul journey to refine who he is and work out some of these patterns that he's taken on as a soul. And it's really interesting because we're learning now, or in consciousness, we're learning that there are times that we can actually bring forward our awareness of some of these patterns and then shift them individually or collectively and have release or healing of those patterns. When I say healing, it's like, for example, one of the major patterns we have is we all have the influence of our mother. So we're talking about the chakras or we're talking about the body. We say in the womb, where we are as developing fetuses, we're in the patterns of our mother. And the thing is that if she's undergoing any strife or she's going through rage or she's going through difficulty with the father or maybe her family of origin, who cares? It doesn't really matter. We take it on as well as, and I was talking about the sea of consciousness that we breathe and think and emote and so on. Okay, we take it on. And we wrap it around or we interact it with our own personal journey or it becomes a part of our personal journey. But there are a number of us that are working pretty diligently these days to bring forth an awareness of that kind of trap. When you can bring it up in your consciousness, if you can bring it up in your awareness, it's energy. And then you can shift it and you can release yourself at least to a degree from the kind of programming that was your mom's. You can have the best mom in the world. You still took on some of her stuff, right? People say, I'm just like my mom. I'm saying, well, a lot of that is actually just absorbing and empathizing with the mom and taking on the lineage. So we could say everybody in my family is this way, but you know what? The buck can stop here. You can start releasing the lineage. You can start releasing the stuff that's been in the way. Or keeping your programs running a certain way. Maybe you're always going to be poor. Maybe you're always going to be sickly. Maybe you always have grief. Maybe you're a martyr. Some of that stuff comes directly from the lineage, right? And we can actually shift that and give ourselves permission to actually have a life that we're creating. Most of you listening to this show, Radiance by Design, here on wonderful BBS Radio, thank you, Dawn. Most of you have seen The Secret, or at least talked about it, or at least heard people talking about it ad nauseum. And The Secret makes manifestation so easy sounding. But a lot of us know who've worked hard with human transformation, we know that if you're carting around a lot of subconscious programming, the easiness of The Secret, well, yeah, the speed and the ease with which The Secret purports to create your reality is slowed down quite a bit. It's really a lot harder to do, for example, manifest the perfect relationship when you're carrying around a patriarchal dominance or something that you inherited and you've got it in your belly and you haven't cleared it. So my guides have recommended for a long time and are still continuing to recommend the very thing that I'm going to talk to you about right now, which is let's do an energy clearing meditation together, and we're going to pick the mother. Let's all of us wrap ourselves in light. Okay? Wrap yourselves in light. Now, a couple of you are groaning, going, I've done this a lot before. In fact, I talked to a wonderful woman this morning who said, yeah, but I've cleared my mother before. But the interesting thing is that when we go through changes, very often the next level of those influences comes up. So don't be surprised if you have to do that off on for the rest of your life. So are you ready? Wrap yourselves in light and close your eyes unless you're driving. I don't know anybody who's got a computer in your car, so I guess we won't worry about the driving part. So wrap yourself in light, all of you, and then call up. Let's call in the presence of our guides and angels. I just call it calling up the presence. And ask to feel their support as you ask for all of the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mom, and know what it is in your body mind. Again, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. Now, where is it in your body? Somebody's got an awful headache. Jocelyn, are you paying attention? Probably not. She's at work. Somebody's getting awful headaches from it. Somebody else has got a throat chakra that's just jammed shut. Somebody else has very sore legs. Think about legs as being support, and the females on the left and the males on the right. And what have you got? Somebody's got a sore shoulder on the right. What do you have? Let's exaggerate all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. Again, pay attention to where it is. Good. And exaggerate it. Now let's ask for help from our guides and angels as we command total release of that energy now. Totally, totally releasing that energy now. Feeling it slipping out of your body or dissipating. Now take the violet flame. Remember at the beginning of the show, we cleared the space with a violet flame. Take the violet flame and swish it through your body, up through the soles of your feet, and just run the violet flame up and down your body to clear yourself out. Good work. That's really well. Now, the person I'm seeing with the headache didn't get it. So if you've still got physical left over, and it isn't your mother, and you can tell if it isn't, let's jump over to the father. So let's call up, clear yourself out, wrap yourself in light, or swish yourself with a violet flame and wrap your body with a violet flame. And now let's do round two. Doing! So call in the presence of your, or all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your dad. Wow, that's different, isn't it? Everybody looks a little bit different. And exaggerate all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your dad. Somebody's got it in the stomach. Somebody's got it again in the legs. Our headache person seems to, at least one of you, seems to have shifted the headache. When we called up the dad, sometimes your energy's going to shift even before we've done the clearing. Your body will just start moving it along, because your inner is very brilliant, and it wants to get rid of that stuff, doesn't it? Okay, so again, the headache that somebody had that was sitting there just like a block after we cleared the mother just dissipated as soon as they brought in the father. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so let's exaggerate the father again. All the energy that comes from the soul contract with your dad. Now ask for help from your guides and angels and command total release of that energy now, total release. Okay. And what happens? Now I want to go back to little kids that are sick.
it really is helpful if you've got a little kid who's not very well, he's got a cold, he's got the flu, or whatever. You might want to clear him of you, if you're the mom. Clear him of your energy, or clear your him of your dad's energy, or any of the other people around. And how can you do that? Well, you can do a number of things. One is you can put him in a structure, and that's with your mind, not with your lock and key. Or you can take a violet flame and run it through his body, mind, and ask yourself to become aware of all the energy that comes from his relationship to his mother, and then just swish it out with a violet flame and see what happens to that little child when you've actually cleared the energy of a parent. Because the trouble is, we go ahead and we worry about them and we lay that on them, and then they get kind of loaded down and the immune system can get depressed and so on. And it's all just simply energy. So as you learn clearing techniques and so on, then you can really help each other get rid of stuff. So we go back to, and call in with your questions, 877-876-5227 in the U.S. or in Canada, 888-810-8322. Anywhere else, 530-876-3222. I've met people who are really up there in years, 85, 90, and they're still bearing the weight of their parents. They're still bearing the weight. Oh, thank you for your call. I'll just finish this concept and I'll get with you. They're still bearing the weight of their family of origin, or they're still bearing the weight of someone else's feelings. Because that's the way human nature used to carry itself on, and we're learning to authenticate. That means separate from it. Good afternoon. You're on the air. This is Radiance by Design.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to get some information or some insight into, I guess, my relationships, my relationship aspects of my life.
Good. What's your first name?
Is Rod.
Okay, Rod. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
And how long have you been with her?
18 years.
That's a while, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Now, if you, this is kind of fun, but it's going along with the exercise I just did. If you call up all the, is it a woman?
Yes.
Okay. If you call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with her, what happens to your body?
I haven't tried that.
Do it right now. Just take a sec. Sometimes you just need to release yourself from expectations and then just call it in. There's an interesting attachment force in this relationship. She's a good soul, actually. I really like her. Are you having a hard time with her?
Well, that's the difficult part. We get along fair enough, but we're just not vibrating to the same tune anymore, and we have such different interests that we're almost like roommates, and we're not really in sync with each other anymore.
But there's an interesting attachment. Do you know what I'm talking about? A fear of release. Do you have that?
No, I don't feel that.
Does she have that?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's interesting because I was doing this connection energy thing, and I found as soon as you asked about her, I felt this real pulling on your throat. There's a part of you that's pulling away a lot. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like in time, if you want, do I have to do predictions? Because I don't like to do that. But in any case, it looks like you're not going to actually stay together after a while.
No, that's not what I feel either.
You don't feel you're going to stay together?
No, but I'm having trouble getting over the, I guess, all the fear associated with leaving someone that you've been with for, you know, practically all your life, right?
Well, it's funny because I think that she's going to be very afraid if you do. But on the other hand, in a short while, she gets very, very strong. You know, sometimes we have to break up in relationship in order to find a new level of self because we have all this enmeshment and so on going on.
Mm.
And she's done has she changed jobs or something?
Yes, probably about 8 months ago into more of a professional type of job.
Yeah, that's really excellent, isn't it?
Yes, that was a very good move for her.
Yes, because I feel like she's picking up speed and she's moving forward, and she's not going to want you to split up with her on many levels. But if you, but each of you has a really powerful role to move into. Hers is more described at this point than yours is. You see what I mean? You haven't. Have you made a big step right now? Because it looks like you're going to make a huge step in a while. Which doesn't just have to do with your relationship. It has to do with something to do with your work.
Well, I'm a musician, and I'm recording my first CD. And on the music side, yes, I'm trying to step forward and legitimize what I do on a daily basis type of thing.
Is that what you do for a living?
No. I'm a cook by trade. So.
Well, honey, it looks like this. You look like when you split, if you choose to split, she gets really strong fairly quickly, even though she will be very upset. And then you take a little bit of a slower time and move into a whole different realm with your creativity. It's really interesting. It's a whole different kind of reality or something. I don't know whether you'll do like a TV thing or a, I don't know what it is, but there's something different that your creative bent will be. It's like a different, what do you call it, a different venue that you'll use. So it's like when we hold on to each other, we sometimes reduce our own power. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
You don't have children, do you?
Yes, we have two. That's another problem, a 14-year-old and a 10.
Yeah, that makes it really hard, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you guys having difficulty. What I mean is I don't see you slanging each other terribly or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old's going to find it really hard if you break. Is it a girl?
10-year-old's a boy.
Very, very sensitive, though, huh?
Oh, yes, he picks up on everything.
Yeah, he finds it really hard when you don't get along, and he finds it really hard if you break up.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds it hard if you stay together, and he finds it hard if you break up. You understand?
Exactly.
Can you, if you decide to break up, can you set it up? You would have enough friendship after the first initial thing where you could actually live, like, right on the same block, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which
very
would
close.
Be good for your child, both children, right?
Right.
Is the 14-year-old a girl?
Yes.
She looks more, to me, he looks more feminine and she looks more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use those terms in a negative way. I just mean that part of her nature is more evolved. And he's so incredibly sensitive, this guy.
Yes, he is.
This young man. So if you lived on the same block or if you lived not far from each other, they would handle it better.
Okay.
And the thing about the younger one is the more you're clear about what's going on, not that you don't love each other, you do, but you both want to expand. As soon as you explain it to him, he picks it up vibrationally. He's also a musician, hey?
Not yet, but I'm hoping.
he feels like he's going to, for example, when you're not getting along, he feels it right through his whole body. And he's kind of musical in that his body is like an instrument. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And the more he is, even if he doesn't understand, just keep explaining to him that people sometimes have to grow, and sometimes I could hold, and you take the onus on yourself. Say, I could hold your mom back if I keep her here. How do you think we should work this out? You know, he would have much more to say than if you, if you just try to cover things up and not explain it to him?
Right.
He's a very unique character. So is the daughter. She's kind of on her way, isn't she?
Yes.
She's a strong girl, very smart. But she also gets very shaky. You have to explain to these kids what's going on. They need to know about the new consciousness. You know, people didn't split up their homes for nothing. It's something about a wave moving through human consciousness to help people get more into their truth, right?
Right.
And to bring up the issues of abuse and release those. I don't see issues of abuse or anger in your relationship so much. Do you?
No. It's just a matter of us kind of going on a spiritual path 7-8 years ago. And it's basically, I guess, being the main tenet of splitting us apart on a very slow, gradual basis.
It's an evolutionary thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And getting to a point where either, you know, we have to split up soon just for the sake of our own sanity, because now it's becoming, now there's more of a friction now sort of on a conscious level, while before it was all subconscious, you know.
Well, that explains something, because when you first started talking, all I could see was her energy coming forward and involving itself in your throat and in your chest in an attachment form.
Mm.
And that would be her trying to hold on to something or make sense of something or stop your growth or whatever it is we do subconsciously, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she wants to be like that.
Well, consciously she does. Because when we first got married, she wanted to keep things simple. She liked that I was the caregiver, that I took care of the finances, everything around the house, and that was a role that I relished. It wasn't a control thing. It was just, well, maybe it was, but it both worked for us. But now I'm just burdened by it, and I'm just tired down, tired. I feel very tired down to the very core of my soul, kind of thing.
Right.
And I want to, you know, eventually be with a partner who can share more responsibility and won't feel such a burden. And in us having those two roles, you know, she hasn't grown to where she was, you know, maybe she was meant to be or where she's supposed to be. And as long as she's with me, we play out these roles of that we can't seem to escape, you know, because when I want to try to teach her stuff or give her more responsibility, she refutes that, and because that's a what we've always done. You know?
Well, it seems interesting to me that she looks like she's going to step into a strength and a power that she's never had before.
Mm.
You know, and another relationship.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it's a very wonderful situation for her. And but it's awful at first because she doesn't want to release what she has. I mean, we're all afraid of losing what we think we know, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you first got together, she wanted your success for yourself as well. And now I think it's different because your success looks different than what she had in mind, eh?
Oh, yes.
But she still loves you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
And I think in your way you love her. It's just, it's not the same anymore, is it?
No, it's not. And I'm just coming to the point where I'm starting just to verbalize that. And but it's difficult because I don't want to hurt her. So I'm trying to shield her, but yet tell her the truth at the same time. And I know that eventually that cannot work over the long haul, I guess.
Well, so you can't really shield people from the truth, actually.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because they get pushed and pulled subconsciously by that which we're not expressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think to express it in a very kind way is important, but not to express it doesn't mean it's not being expressed vibrationally in the gut, in the belly, in the heart, in the fear, in the increasing slipping away of that which was considered security, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the expressions, and they can be very confusing for anybody. So the recommendation is that you speak very clearly to her and ask for your guidance to come in and really do the talking for you. I often put my head back when I have to say something and say to my guides, you do this through me. And it helps me a lot stay kind of steady and firm and kind and loving. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But thank you for your call. You're brave, you're wonderful, and it's going to work out for you. And I believe that you're on that track. Remember to talk to your kids clearly, lovingly, in a sharing way about the expansion of the being.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That young one is a wonderful musician in time.
Great.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's an interesting conversation all about how we choose to be together in partnership and how we release. My recommendation, my guide's recommendation, is that you release the energy of your partner, your beloved, your children. Release the people that you love the most on a regular basis, because we get so enmeshed that we lose track of who we really are. And anyway, this is Veronica. And before we only have like a couple of minutes, I would love you to tune in on Thursday night. I'm going to be talking. Jackie Salvitti of ET Healing has a wonderful show Thursday nights. Oh, my, it's so exciting. And she's been working with shame for 5 sessions, then working with the shadow and how the shadow literally tows us around. The shadow is the part of our nature that holds all the things we don't express. So those things express themselves, as I just said, and she's helping us shift that and release that. So these are very powerful seminar-like classes, and I'm there with her. I'm her support, her sidekick, and I'm learning a great deal from them as well. I'm really glad that you tuned in to Radiance by Design. And hey, some of you haven't yet sent me what you think it means to have an open heart. Send me that. What do you think it means to have an open heart? Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And we're going to pick next week our favorite entry, and there are already some very good ones. But what's your comment on it? It's really been a wonderful energy exchange hearing from you on this subject. And then I'm going to pick it, and then you're going to win a half-hour session with me and my guides and angels. My guides and angels absolutely love us. They love you. They love me. They take a situation, and they move us into the truth of our journey and the love that we all share when we're vertically aligned, when we align with our guides as opposed to with our egos. Oh, yummy. Things are so much different. So I think I'm being hooked off stage. I think this is the end of the show, and I thank you so much for listening in. This is Veronica Entwistle, and saying, let's all do some clearing, and let's do some conscious manifesting so we can be radiant by design. Love and many blessings.